Obrigado. Thank you, Mr. Chair. At the closing of this week-long meeting, the Peruvian delegation will first and foremost like to express its deepest appreciation to your chair for the way you have proactively handled the debate. And I must add to this your good sense of humor, which was especially helpful breaking the ice. It was especially encouraging to note that substantial progress, both in terms of content and participation, perhaps because of the realization that technology advances at a very fast pace for this group to lag behind. New and existing documents made available show that there is promising common ground. However, the challenge for us now is to build upon those elements in order to bridge the gap under the guidance of the chair. It is for that reason that Peru, after consultation with several delegations, decided to reach out to a group of states that took part in the recent regional conference held in Costa Rica in order to explore ways that could contribute in the effort to enable this process to move forward, stemming from the Belen communique adopted by over 30 states. We stand by this common Latin American and Caribbean ground, as was previously outlined by the representative of Costa Rica, and welcome the support of other regions that share this view. We are confident that the chair will deliver good news in the coming months, not to say weeks, so that we can meet again in May with a tangible proposal that will serve as a basis for the negotiation of the legally binding instrument that we strive for. Thank you so much.